Welcome to It Takes a Village, sponsored by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Visit us online at FeliciaNVillage.org.
And today we get to talk with Renee Thompson, Development Officer at Felician Village. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Jim.
Well, we have a good topic again this time of year. We're talking about year-end giving, and we touched on it a little bit last month. Less than 2 months left in the year, this is probably the time that many of us think about giving the gift of charity.
Yeah, Jim, thanks for having me back. And you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of people are shopping for bargains and things like that. And I think this is the time of the year when they spend for others and then they also hold back and make an effort and a commitment to give to others charitably.
Yeah, well, it's good charities around there, and I'm sure Felician Village has benefited from some of those great charities. So let's talk about charitable giving, especially during this month.
Yeah, this is a great month. I love November. It's special for organizations, and something that's really great is that Giving Tuesday has become a very popular day for charitable gifts. It's almost a household term. And for this year, it's on the last Tuesday of the month, November 28. And so for every nonprofit involved in fundraising, it's a day that many people choose to make their gifts to their charities.
So I've heard of Giving Tuesday before. Has it been around for a while now?
Yeah, it has. It began in 2012 by a gentleman from New York. His name is Henry Timms. And he, along with the 92nd Y, founded it, along with the United Nations Foundation. And the concept of it is just to do something good for each other, really to do good for the world. And it took off by storm, thankfully, because so many nonprofits benefit. I read something recently that the financial results from that have just been astounding. The very first year, 2013, about $28 million was raised.
Wow.
Through Giving Tuesday efforts. And in 2021, $2.7 billion was raised. And it all went to nonprofits.
That's a lot of money. I'm sure locally Felician Village is hoping to raise some money, too, on Giving Tuesday. What are some of the things that you're focusing on?
Well, as we said, it begins on November 28th, and it's the kickoff for us here at Felician Village for the 12 days of giving. And we invite your listeners to tune in and log on to our Felician Village Facebook page, and you'll see some special giving opportunities that can really make a difference for our residents, such as making a contribution to resident activities or musical entertainment, shopping from our Amazon wish list. That's a great way to give. Or people might just choose to make an outright gift to any of our funds or to our endowment, which helps the poor.
Well, it sounds like it's a great time just to give. After all, it's right around Thanksgiving time, and we all have a lot to be thankful for this time of year.
Oh, don't we, Jim? And I think we realize that every year how blessed, how grateful we are to live and to be safe. And it's just a time where I think there's a lot of reflection on our own blessings, and we want to give back. And I mentioned it, I think, before that about 60% of charitable giving is done in the last few months of the year, 30% alone in December. So I know all nonprofits are hopeful that that people will give and give to them generously. And so when you're out shopping, just remember to perhaps hold a little bit back and give to some of the charities of your choice.
Now, Renee, some people aren't able to give financially, but I understand some gift opportunities. You have some great ideas for them, too.
Yeah, you know, Jim, I think anybody who wants to feel better and who wants to give in some way, they can always volunteer at whatever organization. We have a very robust volunteer program run by Debbie Pitch. And to see the residents here being transported by volunteers, being visited by volunteers, it's just a beautiful experience, and we are so grateful for volunteers who give of their time, which is just as important as giving a gift of money.
So if someone wants to support Felician Village, what's the best way we can do that?
Well, we invite you to come to our website, FeliciaNVillage.org. There are many opportunities for your listeners to just browse around and see all of the wonderful things that we're doing right here for our residents.
Renee Thompson, Development Officer at Felician Village, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jim. Happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to It Takes a Village, brought to you by Felician Village, a senior living community celebrating active lifestyles. Join us again next Thursday at this time, or for more information, go to FeliciaNVillage.org to learn more.